Previously on Mad Men.
Donna Megan sold Heinz last night over dinner.
Way to go. Should be shaking her hand.
It's just beginner's luck.
Mr. Sterling will be handling the day-to-day, but everything he knows, I'll know.
No way you're good at all of it.
I have nothing to hide.
Megan, congratulations.
Oh.
There's a point when you go from going home on the 525 to 705.
Dumpy, but he's sick again. You know, the other top salesman in my department reads all day long. And I'm out here on the train hustling people. I'm really having a lean month.
Okay, Howard. I knew this day would come. Look, I already have life insurance. It came with my junior partnership. And it's 6 times my annual salary, and after 2 years, it covers suicide. So make your pitch brief.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Look, I wasn't going to put the arm in you, but you're a kid. I guarantee you that policy pays the company and not you. Imagine everything you have just stops short the minute they put you in the ground.
I don't think you're right about that.
I'm positive. Forget it. I'll leave that to you and your sleepless nights.
I'm surprised you're not doing better.
You like my new tie?
Yes.
You know what a new tie means? It means I have a spectacular new side dish in the city. Strawberry blonde. Tiny thing with huge tits. 24th floor, 24 years old. I got an apartment.
What's your wife saying?
She's happy because I provide for her. She's not worried about what might happen to her if something happens to me.
Aren't you worried you're going to get caught?
I'll be right back.
So shot for shot, it's a hard day's night as these screaming girls increase in numbers until our mop top in the white leather jacket ducks into the Chevalier Blanc pub. Notice the white chest piece. Then we're inside and we're in color. But there's even more girls. The music cuts and they stare at him like at the end of The Birds. You may have second thoughts about wearing Chevalier Blanc. It's more trouble than it's worth. So we've been looking for a piece of music.
It really has to have that sound that the movie has.
Well, that sound is the Beatles, who you said are impossible to get.
No, don't worry. There's a million bands that sound like that.
Or we'll make our own.
All we want is the chaos and the fun. That sort of adolescent joy.
We know what the Beatles sound like. We'll do our best.
Great. Well, we'll get back to you on that and the schedule.
Great seeing you both.
You too.
Make sure in the casting that this guy is more like Calvin than Rick.
Usually you have to go to one of your finer men's rooms to find a man like Rick.
So, nothing about the applause?
It was their idea. Now, what about the song?
Like I said, there's a million of them.
Hermits, Hermits, Chad and Jeremy, the Mersey Beats, the Zombies.
You really think the Zombies are right? Now, it's got to be right.
You know what? I'll ask Megan. She'll know.
Want to see me? See anything you like?
Are you asking if I ski?
No. I want to know which skis you want. Or take them both.
Do they explode or something?
Yes, Alan Funt sent them over. Do you want them or not? Because they want you.
The skis do?
Roger O'Hara took it upon himself as head of the head ski company to demand your handling of his account over my lunch.
Really?
Yes, you're making quite a name for yourself.
Why are you telling me this?
Relax. It's good. It's what I've always wanted. Sit back, let the business roll in while you pass the jug with some schmo from Lutherville, Maryland.
Huh.
Go on, take it.
Yes. Suppose I will.
And I got to see that.
We've been hiding all day. I was about to leave.
I've been working. I thought you were too.
Nope. Let's come with me. Dress up in a drab client dinner.
Done.
Hey, let me ask you something. When did music become so important?
It's always been important.
I mean, jingles, yeah. But now, everybody keeps coming in looking for some song. And they're so specific.
You love specific.
I have no idea what's going on out there.
Well, no one can keep up. It's always changing.
We're going to Danny's hideaway.
You have to go, and I have to work.
See you at home.
I promise.
Account.
And they're already giving us presents. It's good.
They're giving me presents, and I've never even met them.
Are you a really good skier? Like, famous?
Well, good night.
I thought we were working.
Don just called. Afternoon for dinner.
Nothing I can do about that, I guess.
You can go home, too.
I don't know. They're not right.
They're exactly as you dictated them to me.
Not they're exactly like they're supposed to be, but they're not it. Maybe they are. Go ahead.
Thanks. Good night.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
You didn't happen to see Howard Dawes on the train?
Are you Beth?
Yes.
Talks about you often.
I'm sorry. He doesn't talk about anyone to me.
Peter Campbell. We should switch cars. I don't know how I'm going to get these in there.
Except I locked my keys inside. He should have been home by now, and I'm afraid maybe he fell asleep on the train. He's done that before.
Oh, now that I think of it, I saw some fellow corner him in the oyster bar. It may be a while. I can notify a locksmith for the car in the house.
Can you just drive me home? The house is open. I'll deal with this in the morning.
Next time we turn, I'll warn you.
When's the next train?
You know what? I'll give you my number. And when Howard calls from the station, I'll settle in home.
He's not coming home. He's staying in the city. We got an apartment.
No.
You're enough of a stranger that I've never heard your name yet. You know where he is, and I don't.
I don't know anything.
Did you know that was a stop sign? You're an awful driver. You're from Manhattan?
Yes. And I just learned.
I could never live in the city.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I love it, but all the hobos and the panhandlers.
There aren't that many.
Well, they always accost me. I think it's because I make eye contact. And then I always give them money, and I can't stop thinking about them for the rest of the day. Wandering around, sleeping in doorways. When I was little, I tried to make my father give one money, and he wouldn't. He said we couldn't take care of everybody.
Guess we're supposed to get used to not seeing them.
Yes. That's exactly what happened. Hello?
It's me. Is Megan there?
Isn't she with you?
Yes. We're playing a hilarious joke on you.
She left a while ago to meet you at the restaurant.
When?
I don't know, after you called.
I didn't call.
Oh. Well, she must be at home.
I'm at home.
Maybe she went to the restaurant and missed you, and now she's on her way home. I don't know where she is. Do you know where Abe is?
Goodbye, Peggy.
It's a lovely house.
Is it harder to lie to me now that you know me?
Howard is working, I'm sure of it.
I don't even think he'd care if I was alive or dead.
Being very dramatic.
You drove me home. Now leave me alone.
I'm not leaving until I'm sure you're not hysterical. You don't know what you're doing. You just want to get back at him.
I used to be like this.
What do you mean?
Just reckless.
I can't believe that happened. Say something.
I've had men paying attention to me since before it was appropriate. They don't care what I say. They just watch my lips move.
I'm listening to every word you say.
Your irises are so blue and round. Have you seen those pictures of the Earth from space?
I have. Take that as a compliment.
It didn't bother you to see the Earth tiny and unprotected, surrounded by darkness?
So you don't like my eyes?
This can never happen again.
What? No, of course I...
I mean it.
Okay.
You should get home.
You here.
Why not? I'm fine now. I'm going to have a snack and go to bed.
I don't want to leave you.
Thank you for the ride home.
You and you were going to meet me?
Oh, I went out for a drink with Julie and Troy. Had to lie to Peggy to get out of there.
I've done that.
I'm hungry. I'm going to get some crackers or something. You want anything?
No.
He was going to call.
So what do you think? Don't put me in that position again. I cannot lie to him. I lost a night's work. I couldn't sleep.
Would you stop? A friend of mine knows somebody doing an off-off Broadway show. I ran on the weekend, and then I got a call back last night, and I didn't want to miss it. But I didn't get it. So that's it. It's done.
Why can't you tell Don?
Tell Don I still want to be an actress.
Do you? I know copywriting's hard, but you're doing great. You shouldn't give up. I wouldn't tell you this if I didn't think you had talent.
The other day they asked me to take Stan's originals down to the printer, and I thought, all I have to do is throw these in the trash and they'll fire me. Or at least they'd yell at me and I could cry enough and quit. And then I realized they'll never fire me.
You want to quit?
I don't know. What do I do?
You know there are people killing to get this job. You're taking up a spot and you don't even want to do it?
I'm sorry I told you.
You didn't. I caught you. And then you act like you want advice, but you've obviously already made up your mind.
Because he's so easy to talk to?
Well, you can't keep lying to him.
It's so simple when it's someone else's life, isn't it?
You're right. I don't care what you do.
Phil Beecham is not just a boss. He's the head of desserts.
Head of desserts? Please tell me he's 300 pounds.
He's big. Just not as big as you'd like. Anyway, Pat Wallace loved the way you and Megan, you know, your banter.
Dawn, where's Megan?
She's not coming. I'm sorry.
I was just saying how Pat Wallace loved the Mr. and Mrs. Draper bit. And you're going to go to the test kitchen, taste a couple different formulations of Cool Whip, and maybe put on a little show to his boss, you know, as a courtesy. So, Don, if you could bring everybody up to speed.
Well, I don't know what anybody knows about Cool Whip.
I read a 30-page dossier that fails to use the words fake whipped cream.
Because it's a non-dairy whipped topping that comes frozen and then melts into this miracle.
Just do the bit.
Okay. Honey, I don't even think I want dessert.
You love dessert.
You love dessert, and you just want me to have some so you can have some.
I made two.
What is it?
It's Cool Whip.
It looks like whipped cream.
Just taste it.
Is it a topping?
Well, you can have it on ice cream like this, or on fruit, or cake, or just by itself. Just taste it.
So it's a dessert?
Just taste it.
Is it sweet?
Just taste it.
That's it. That's the line. Just taste it. People are going to be yelling it at the TV set.
It's adorable, right? And it's a nice twist on the stupid husband and pushy wife because they actually like each other.
Are you going to be in the ad?
No, I tried. They're not interested.
Cool Whip's not interested or Don and Megan aren't interested?
We're not interested.
Don't you like it?
No, I do. Just absorbing it.
Peter.
I know who it is.
I want you to get on a train and meet me in the city. Anywhere.
No.
Just a minute.
What do you want?
Nothing. You came over to me.
You opened the door.
Are you still there?
Was your secretary on the line?
No. I'm at a payphone.
You're taking away all my fears. I mean, suddenly I don't think about the fact that you ride with my husband on the train twice a day and that you live 20 minutes away and I'd see your wife at the market if I ever went.
I know. I know. Are you sorry I called?
Just stop. Enjoy the memory. Leave it alone. I mean, fantasize about it. I will too, but don't call me again. I lied to you last night. I told you that I went for a drink, but I didn't. I had a call back for a play.
Okay, so
I feel really bad about lying to you.
And now you're telling me. You do that a lot?
Audition?
No, lie to me.
No.
Did you get it?
What? No. No, I didn't. But it was incredible, Don. I think I was pretty close. My heart was racing. I mean, I'm rusty. I need to go back to class, but I realized something.
What?
I miss acting. I think I give up too easy. And I don't even know how I stopped. I never made a decision, that's for sure.
We can't be in the pool with that. It's bad for business.
No. I just keep thinking I could be on Broadway. Or off Broadway, or I don't know, films even.
Sweetheart, sometimes we don't get to choose where our talents lie. I mean, what you did with Hines, it took me years to be able to think that way.
Well, I can't explain it, but I felt better failing in that audition than I did when I was succeeding at Hines.
Because that was about making the client happy. Why don't you walk down the street and see the work on a wall or on TV? That's when you feel something.
Do you know that I can't even stand going to the theater anymore because all I feel is envy? And I know the next thing is bitterness, and I don't want to feel that.
Okay. So, what do you want to do?
I mean, there's no guarantee. And I'm so grateful. This gave me so much confidence. But I never tried as hard at acting as I did at advertising. And it'll never be for me what it is for you.
Look, I know it's uncomfortable for you with me there. There's a shadow over everything. I put you in a terrible position. But there are 20 firms that would be glad to have you.
I don't want to do it, Don.
You don't want to do it?
I'm sorry. Since I was a little girl, it's all I ever dreamed about.
I understand. I don't want to keep you from your dream.
You're so good to me.
So, what do you want to do? I mean, you woke me up in the middle of the night. It's obviously some sort of emergency.
Well, I can finish up my work and then help train the new person.
You want to train somebody? No. Well, go in tomorrow and you'll say goodbye to everybody and we'll get you on your way.
Really?
It won't.
What to say? I love you.
I love you too. Megan's quitting.
Oh.
Yes. So I think today's going to be your last day.
Okay.
How do you do this?
Do you want to have a seat?
It's not like that, Joan. She's up for part in a play, and even if she doesn't get it, she's decided to go back to acting full time.
Well, I'm sure she'll be wonderful.
Do we make an announcement? Do we have a party? What's the protocol?
Why don't we have the girls take her to lunch? I mean, she's not disappearing, is she?
No, she's not.
Don, I'll take care of it.
In Saigon, 7 minutes.
Here you are. Yep, been here for a while. Well, I wanted to tell everyone, actually.
Megan, are you okay?
I'm not going to be working here anymore. It's really hard to tell everybody.
Hey, Megan's talking to you.
Go ahead. I'm so sorry. I'm not going to work here anymore.
Did he fire you? That son of a bitch!
No. No, I'm going back to try acting again.
Are you kidding me?
Dan.
No. I'm better get used to it.
Oh, I was... Gonna miss you.
Me too. Acting is fascinating. It's probably easier for girls. But let me ask you, do they always give you clothes or do you have to do it in your own clothes?
I don't know. Yes, they give you a costume.
Shoes too?
Yes.
Break a leg.
See you around.
I think I'm in the middle of a lot of things. But Don told me that I was just supposed to hand it over. You sure about this? Peggy.
I've always appreciated what you've done for me. Not just yesterday. I should see Jim. That takes a lot of guts.
I'll tell you what takes guts. Never having money for lunch. She owes me like $15 at this point. What am I going to do? Ask Don? Call her? I think it's clear why she left.
Why?
Well, why?
Come on. Reality got her. You worked your ass off for months, bite your nails for what? Heinz baked beans.
Why are you so late?
I missed the early train.
Megan's gone. She quit. She's going to be an actress. Joan just told me like 5 minutes ago.
Is that so?
It doesn't shock you?
No. Not really.
What about Don?
Please. They do whatever they want. Even the Draper.
Well, the good news is we don't have to look over our shoulders anymore wondering what she's going to tell them.
Work it over in their minds. Turn it off and on when they feel like it. And we're just there, waiting at attention. It's not the way it's supposed to be.
Trudy pregnant again?
Have you seen those pictures of Earth from space?
Of course.
Do they make you feel small and insignificant?
No, Jennifer does that. And I'm not small, Pete. Don't know if you ever heard that about me.
Save it for your convention, whores.
Hey, keep it down.
I'm asking you a serious question.
I like the pictures of the Earth. I find them to be majestic.
Why do they give you a glimmer of hope in the midst of rejection? A little thread to hang on to. A misplaced word. A suggestion of the future. Under a court of law, it would look like an accident, but it's not.
So we're not talking about Megan, and we're not talking about Trudy.
Why do they get to decide what's going to happen?
They just do.
So, enjoy your lunch.
I'll see you after. I have to get my box.
Do you really want to come back here and do this again? I'll bring it home.
You
will.
Rick from Chevalier found a song they liked for the Hard Day's Night spot.
That is his boyfriend's favorite.
Help yourself.
I think it works pretty well. Not that it matters when they send it over, right?
Like 30 years old, but it's happy and it's fun. And Don thought it was the Beatles.
They like it.
Turn it off. It's stabbing me in the heart.
I'm cursing.
Can you excuse us?
Sure.
We're due at the test kitchen tomorrow, and they're expecting, what do you want to do? We can just cancel it.
We're not canceling. Tell them Megan's sick. Peggy will do it.
Sure. I'll let her know.
See you?
Yeah, well, tonight I go home, have dinner with the wife. Everything's in balance.
You know, Howard, I talked to my office, and it turns out you were right about my policy, so I let them set me up with a broker.
Oh, why'd you do that? You didn't even give me a chance.
Telling you, aren't I?
I got all the paperwork at my house. I could go home, have supper, and stop by later.
Well, our baby's been sick. You know, I could just stop by right now.
Beth's a great cook.
Is she?
We missed you at Megan's lunch. I guess you have some extra work. No, I told her I'd rather go to my own lunch with her. I'm not going to lie. I did not see it coming. I thought she would fail here.
I feel bad. I think maybe I was harder on her. Scared her away.
Second wives. It's like they have a playbook.
I don't think she's like that.
Peggy, she's going to be a failing actress with a rich husband.
No, I think she's good at everything. I think she's just one of those girls.
Then you had every right to be hard on her. Did you know that he met Betty Draper doing a printout? Did you know she was a model? That's the kind of girl Dawn marries. Good night.
I don't know where the hell my kids are.
Hello. You have a lovely home.
This is my friend Pete from the train. He has, believe it or not, an insurance emergency.
Oh.
I really don't want to be an intrusion.
It's fine. We've always got room for one more. Where are the kids?
At my mother's.
Now, don't tell me. You're 32.
At the Hotel Pennsylvania at 12:30.
No. I don't want that.
Throw it out.
Your old man died young, but in a plane crash, right?
That's right.
Howard, may I speak with you?
Where are you going? She's got a migraine. It's baked chicken. I can set a table.
I don't know.
You've got me in a little trouble here. Don't run away.
Okay.
President Johnson continues his tour of the Western Pacific and appeals to North Vietnam to give up a war that he said it could not win, and to accept instead his help in a war on Asian poverty. The president revived this direct appeal to Hanoi in a speech at a state luncheon.
Shouldn't cook and bare feet.
Parliament leaders gathered in Wellington. Although the opposition Labour Party has made New Zealand a symbolic contribution of 150 soldiers to war in Vietnam, a major...
Don't get used to this, because there's going to be a lot of crying for rejection.
No, I'll try and hold it together.
Premier Nguyen Cao called a cabinet crisis that was threatening to embarrass the South Vietnamese...
It's hot as hell. ...on the eve of the Manila
Conference. I thought for sure you'd come home drunk.
Seven dissident cabinet members have withdrawn resignations they had submitted.
It's okay.
The struggle for power between supporters of the Chinese Communist
Party. Do you want to fix yourself a drink?
By Mao Zedong and Lin Xiao and their opponents is approaching a new climate.
Done.
For the analysts in Hong Kong. Despite the purges of last
year, I love you.
Analysts appear to be living.
You're everything I had hoped you'd be.
In the policymaking council of the party.
You too.
One. Senator Aiken of Vermont advanced a far-fetched proposal that the United States declare it had won the war.
They're arranged in varying degrees of sweetness, the sweetest at the end. It's like cheese. We have to try the camembert before the gorgonzola. And we have to use clear bowls because everybody used to pick the blue one. Go ahead, Sarah, we'll take notes. Start with your thoughts, Ken.
Well, I can't imagine it tasting any better than that.
Welcome to the Creative Cookery Kitchen. You know, I always like to say you're in for a treat, but today, sounds like we are. How's it going? Did I miss anything?
They just sampled egg.
And?
It's not with cream, but it's delicious on its own.
Now you answer your wife, right?
What? Listen, Phil, Don's wife is sick. This is Peggy. She's the copywriter.
Oh, really?
It'll be just as good. Go ahead.
Honey.
Yes, dear?
I was just going to say, I don't even think I want dessert.
Well, I mean, too.
Don't do that.
Don't you want to know what it is?
It's Cool Whip.
That's right. It's Cool Whip. Just try it.
Honey, is that really what you want?
Yes, I want you to try it.
Don't you want me to taste it?
Yes. Just taste it.
Why? Is it a topping?
Yes. And you can put it on ice cream and cake and fruit.
So it's a dessert then?
Just try it already. Just taste it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Hudson?
I'll be right back.
I am so thirsty. Look, I think you did great. It wasn't what it was about anyway. They know we're going to cast it.
Do you think the actors can remember to say, just taste it?
You didn't want to rehearse. You ran it through one time half-assed.
Look, I've done it a bunch. I knew my lines.
Do you think Megan would come back and do it in the office?
Megan is not the problem.
You didn't want her there. You were threatened by everything about her.
I spent more time training her than you did in 8 months defending
her. Defending her? She was great at it.
She thinks advertising is stupid.
No, she thinks the people she worked with are cynical and petty.
Listen.
I did everything right, and I'm still getting it from you. You know what? You are not mad at me, so shut up. I'm sorry, you can't smoke in here.
For God's sake, are you avoiding me?
Yes.
What happened?
He's following her dream.
That's admirable. I gotta say, I could see her as an actress. Not that she's insincere, but you know.
She's very sincere.
I sure as hell didn't get to choose what I wanted to do. My father told me.
I was raised in the 30s. My dream was indoor plumbing.
You know what? She wants to have a baby. This is just the beginning of a process.
I don't know. I suggested that path on our honeymoon. She said my kids were enough.
Jane wanted a baby. But I thought, why do that to somebody?
Why shouldn't she do what she wants? I don't want her to end up like Betty or her mother.
You gotta go home. Let her know there's a routine. Keep you both out of trouble. Mona's dad told me that.
I was afraid I was gonna leave for class and miss you. Oh. I said you didn't know what was going on. Why, you don't need a Beatles album. Start with this one.
Have fun.
on the next episode of AMC's Mad Men.
My mother always said good news could wait.
I want to have dinner.
It's something to talk about.
I can't sit here all day.
Just do what you're told.
This requires your finesse.
You wonder who's going to get hit next.
How'd you do that?
It's a lot of empty promises.
What were you promised?
Are you kidding me?
You can't be here.
For more Mad Men video, go to AMCTV.com.